Yashakoch, good morning. Oh, so I know that our minds are very much on Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah starts in about 10 hours or so, but Sukkot is also in about 2 weeks. So a few more laws as it pertains to the holiday of Sukkot. The first thing that we'll talk about today is the notion of the first night of Sukkot, and for us that really means the first two nights of Sukkot for the most part. And people usually are very aware of the fact that if there is any sort of a major discomfort that comes upon them on the holiday of Sukkot, then they could leave the Sukkot. They don't have to eat in the Sukkot. So that means if it's like a swarm of bees, or if it's like a horrible monsoon outside, something like that, so you could leave your sukkah. That's not as true on the first night or the first two nights of sukkahs. Really, at the end of the day, it comes down to the fact that there is a clear obligation to sit in the sukkah, even if it seems like there's something that is distressing you a little bit. And therefore, what the halacha is that if, let's say, it's raining outside, so you have to wait a little bit of time to see if the rain's going to stop. On any other night of sukkahs, if you see it's raining and it's clearly not stopping, you could just go ahead and enjoy your meal inside. But on the first night, you have to make sure that it's really going to, you know, continuously be raining throughout the entire night. And even then, you would go into the sukkah, you would make kiddush in the sukkah, and then you make a shechianu, and then you come back inside and have your meal. And so at the end of the day, when it comes to this first night, again, the first two nights of sukkahs, so one should be careful to make sure that they are doing the best they can to eat in the sukkah, unless it's some horrible weather. But as I've come to learn already so far in Rochester, that if you don't like the weather, you should just wait a few minutes. And so that seems to be relevant in Lahalacha. And so therefore, if you see the weather and you don't like it on the first or the second night of Sukkot, so you should just wait a few minutes, and then God willing, the weather would change. There are many other halachos as it pertains to what the minimum amount you would have to eat in the Sukkot would be. At the end of the day, you should just eat, at the very least, make kiddush. You should make ideally a little bit of hamotzi in the Sukkot, eat a kezias or a kebetza of bread, and then you would call it a night. When it comes to other laws of the first couple of nights of Sukkot, so there is, of course, a well-known custom to make a Shechianu and a Leishei Vasukkah. Both of these are important blessings to make. And so the first night of Sukkot, we make a Leishei, and then we make a Shechianu. And the second night, we make usually we switch it around, we make a Shechianu and a Leishei. What is this all about? So it seems very simple that on the first night of Sukkot, the Shechianu is not just on the Yontif itself, but it's also on the mitzvah of sukkah, and so therefore it has to come after the leishev. However, on the second night, we don't need to make the shechianu on the sukkah itself anymore, and so therefore we can change the order. Lots more to talk about, but I know we're all in the Rosh Hashanah spirit now, so for now we'll conclude with the rabbi's kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akkad.